Blog Talk Radio.
Have an amazing show as always. We are going to have an exclusive interview with Mr. Tamil Robinson. He is a fashion designer, and he's going to share with you guys just some different tips and things about his fashion line and just about what he has going on. But first, we're going to go ahead and get off into some music, and when we come right back, we'll be joined with Mr. Robinson. So please stay tuned.
Yeah.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, DJ TJ. Well, that was Kiki Wyatt with Fall in Love. Well, we're going to go ahead and be joined by our exclusive guest, which is Mr. Tamil Robinson. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Robinson? How you doing on today?
Hey, how you doing? Nice to be on the show.
Well, I am glad that you accepted the invitation to be a guest on the show on today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, for the listeners who may not know who you are, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. Make sure you give them your social media and website information as well.
Oh, sure. No problem. You want me to do that now?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm Tamil Robinson. You can get me at Tamil International on Instagram, and you can go to our site at TamilRobinsonGroup.us. That's TamilRobinson Group.us. You can also go to our Twitter at Amiat. That's on Twitter, AMIAT at Amiat. Also, you can Facebook me at Tamil Robinson as well.
Well, for you listeners who may not know who Mr. Robinson is, I mean, he is in the fashion industry, and he is a designer. And I want you guys to know that you are in for a treat because he has some original fashions and just a lot of different things that he can help you guys with. He has a lot of upcoming events and things going on. I wanted to ask you, we were talking earlier, you have some upcoming events. I wanted you to go ahead and highlight those, and then I'll go ahead and get to the interview.
Sure. Yes, we have New York Fashion Week coming up, and the name of this Fashion Week is called Spring Affair. That's New York Fashion Week, and that's September 12th at 8 p.m. You can RSVP at doubleexposuremedia.com.
Okay, and so I wanted to ask you, I guess, what sparked your interest to get into the fashion industry and to become a designer? What started that?
Well, you know, I have a God-gifted talent, you know, artistically. I went to art school pretty much all my childhood life, through high school as well. Coming out of Newark, New Jersey, I went to a performing arts school. And then after that, I got into an interior design school. I got my degree in interior design. And that's how I got my interest in the different fabrications, you know, because we were developing, you know, they had us still mimicking different textile patterns, you know, in the textile industry, you know, for interiors. And that kind of piqued my interest because it was interesting, it was intricate, it was, you know, mechanical and the whole nine. And I thought I, you know, have the ability to create my own textile patterns one day. This was before I got into the fashion industry really heavy. And that's what really, you know, sparked the interest. Plus, you know, with my ability, artistic ability to, you know, with colors and blends and coming from an artist background of paint and draw, pen and ink, watercolor. And, you know, I'm a 30-year veteran in airbrush, so it's like my 30th anniversary this year for airbrushing.
Okay, so if there is a listener that's out there and they're wanting to get into the fashion industry or even, you know, become a designer and use their talents, what would you share with them based on your experience?
Basically, you have to have a love to want to do fashion, first and foremost, if that's what they want to do. Then you would have to have some type of unique staple. Like, you know, what I did, what was so, you know, being sought after right now, was I had a logo. I have a logo, and I created that logo into these different textile patterns, and I gave them traditional textile names that the fashion industry can relate to and they know very well, like plaid, polka dots, paisley, houndstooth, flame stitch, herringbone. So I was able to take that logo, even florals. We have a beautiful floral that you'll see for the spring-summer 2016 collection at Fashion Week. And those textile patterns, you know, grew into the apparel collections. So that's what's like our staple and what, you know, is a global claim to fame because it's original. Nobody can do this textile pattern, you know, the way we do it and the way we manufacture it, you know, based on the customization from our artistic background.
Well, I did have a chance to check out some of your textile patterns and things, and they do catch your eye. And I just want to commend you on your talent. I mean, you are totally different. It's not traditional. It's a lot different. And so I'm glad that you're using your talent to do that, to be able to create different patterns and things like that. I know that you also worked with a few corporations to create different things, as far as like the NFL. So if you can kind of tell us about that and some other companies that you've worked with.
Sure. Yeah, that the NFL basically really gave me a big blessing. That was a big blessing from NFL. I was sought after. I was overseas in Hong Kong working on some textile patterns, and I got a call in from NFL to work on the Pro Bowl jerseys. The NFL, that was 2002, 2003. They used them back to back. That's never been done before. And, you know, they were always, you know, intrigued by my abilities to do sublimation prints and things of that nature. And that really didn't exist in the United States, really heavy. You know, it was in the industry, but it was basically done overseas. NFL didn't have the capabilities to make that happen here. So, you know, they called me up. We got together, and they wanted me to work on that Pro Bowl jersey. And everybody from Tom Brady to Michael Strahan, you know, Pro Bowl Hall of Famers actually wore those jerseys, and that was a big, big step for me.
Wow. Well, who would you say has been, I guess, your inspiration far as in the fashion industry, far as designing, as well as your inspiration in life and why?
My inspiration, actually, I had a mentor who unfortunately he died in 2005, succumbed to cancer, and he instilled in me to expand on my talent because I was doing sports licensing at the time, and he always wanted me to expand that talent into beautiful wrap dresses, beautiful suitings, you know, nice skirts, tops, and using my textile and my artistic ability to create on those canvases because they're still blouses, they're still tops and skirts. You know, I may aesthetically cut the logo into the seams and the top cover stitching to give it that, you know, extra apparel edge. But he inspired me. But my real inspiration came from Barry Gordy and Motown, because I compare myself to Barry Gordy because I'm from the inner city, just like they were from the inner city at the time before Motown became this big global conglomerate. And I felt that with TRG, I wanted to do the Barry Gordy type conglomerate in the fashion industry and build all these different brands. Like, he built all those different acts, and everybody had their own look, everybody had their own image and style. So my talent is very vast, and I'm always creating, I'm always thinking. You know, I have 20 years behind the scenes, so I've been accustomed and have been exposed to a lot of different things. So if I had to compare myself to an inspirational person or a conglomerate, it would be Motown and Barry Gordy, not another fashion company.
Right. Well, if there was a definition for Tamil Robinson, what would that be?
True artist, you know, a true talent, a true artist. I think that's because I can paint, watercolor, airbrush. It all starts there. It all starts with that artistic creativity. And I want to put something beautiful on a canvas. That's why I love working on women's wrap dresses, because that's a nice canvas to work on. It's flowy. It has curves. You know, it's really, really nice. And, you know, in the mid-side, too, I can do some things with tops and stuff, but, you know, my wrap dresses are really, really staple, and I can really put a lot of different artistic abilities to it in fabrication and textiles and leathers and skins and things of that nature.
Right. Well, I guess for the listeners who are out there, if there's one thing that a person would know about you, what's one of your passions, one thing that, you know, maybe people close to you know, but just people in general just would not know, what's that one passion?
I love to paint. That would be like that's my real passion, like painting, you know, airbrushing, you know, doing stuff that's like really, really free. I can just go, it's just me and the canvas and paint. You know, it's a lot of components that go on in the fashion industry, a lot of things you have to deal with to get that one garment made. You know, a lot of people see the end result. you know, the finished product, but behind that, you know, the business side of it, the logistics side of it, it's a lot of components. And then with me, you know, for my passion for painting, that's something that's, you know, really, really sets me free.
Right, right. Well, I know Fashion Week is coming up, and, you know, we're talking about the event that's coming up. What do we have to look forward to for that particular event?
Of course, you know, I'm dubbing this Fashion Week. It's called Spring Affair. And in the Spring Affair, you're going to see beautiful women's wrap dresses, you know, and they're going to be nicely color blocked, just like I would do in the sports licensing industry, you know, like I did with the Allen Iverson collection for Reebok. We did a lot of color blocking and piping, so you're going to see that mixture inside of the, you're going to see that mixture inside of, you know, the wrap dresses and also the men's tops as well. And you'll see bright colors, you'll see florals, because that's going to be our upfront textile pattern, you know, alongside with the houndstooth, the Amiyat houndstooth pattern, so you'll see both of those patterns as well. And brights, you'll see some pinks, you know, some lilac type of purples. I'm calling those colors because, you know, people can relate to those colors, but we dye our own colorways. So you'll get to see a lot of different things in the show.
Okay. Well, you listeners, make sure you check out Fashion Week. Like you said, it's entitled Spring Affair. That's going to be on September the 12th. And so for more information, I'm going to go ahead and let Tamil go ahead and give you guys the his website, social information, social media information, so you can make sure you can check out that event also and see what he has going on.
Oh, yes. It's Saturday, September 12th. They open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 sharp, and you can go to www.doubleexposuremedia.com and RSVP.
Okay, and for the listeners who just tuned in, if you can give them your social media and your website information, that way they can check out what you have going on and just follow you as well.
Oh, sure. On Instagram, you can follow Tamil, at Tamil International. Tamil, T-A-M-I-L, International. And on the website, to read up more about what TRG and the brands that we have, you can go to www.TamilRobinsonGroup.us or Facebook. You can Tamil Robinson me there. Twitter is at Amiyat, A-M-I-A-T. And that's it.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, what do you want your legacy to be and why?
The legacy would have to be the textile patterns and to keep those going. You know, Steve Jobs, he left a legacy with the whole Apple. Barry Gordy left a legacy with Motown. I would leave a legacy with the textile patterns because they can outstand and, you know, outlast, you know, my lifetime, you know, my kids' lifetime, the whole nine. It could just go on and on and on. And I think that's the legacy that I would like to leave. And also to leave a legacy where you can build your own conglomerate. You don't have to stay in a box. If you're a creative person, I feel that you should be able to go across the board. I've been across the board in the fashion industry, and I love all of the different categories. Because I have the creative, artistic ability, you know, I can't. I wouldn't like to be in a box. If I feel like creating kids' wear, I should, you know, I would want to do that, you know, or some juniors, or maybe home furnishings, you know, because of my interior design background, which will be coming soon. But, you know, if you're a creative, always dream and go across the board. You know, it starts from one thing. It starts from an embryo, but it still has to grow just like a baby, just like a flower, and it'll spread.
I'm glad you shared that because I know there's a lot of designers and people, you know, aspiring to get into fashion, and so I'm glad that you shared that. If there's a listener that's out there and they're wanting to get out into the industry, I guess what would you want to see from upcoming fashion designers and people that are artists and just coming out with into the industry?
Definitely, I would want to see some originality. I mean, you know, staples are staples. But, you know, like I said, once what you do to the canvas of that staple, you know, the aesthetic of it, the cut lines. You know, we want to see an image. You know, what kind of image you have. It could be, you know, you can have an extreme sports idea. You know, that's really big right now. It's a big business. You can have a yoga idea, create a beautiful yoga line, and, you know, with different soft textiles that we can create from the yarns. Like, you know, everything we do is from scratch, like baking a cake. I mean, there's so many different avenues you can take. This is a $1 billion industry. You know, everybody can't be upstairs. Although, you know, what we have in different categories, we start upstairs. We also want to have the mid and the lows, but everything's still done quality. Everything's still original. You know, colorways different. Colorways original. Patterns original. And that's actually what attracts a consumer. You know, something different, something eye-catching. And it has a story to it. You know, you got to have a good story, a good image.
Well, at this time, if you would like to give your hey's, your what's ups, and your shout-outs to your friends, family, and followers, you can do that at this time.
Oh, wow, definitely. I want to have a nice shout-out to the whole TRG family, Double Exposure Media, Angelo Ellaby, Tracy, our main sidekick there who makes everything happen, Iconic, Ricky Jordan and his family, Marquise, our model and our merchandiser, my wife, my kids, you know, the church, everybody has been, you know, giving us tons of prayers and well wishes and global awareness. Everybody in China, Japan, Europe, Africa, who always, you know, they reach out to us and, you know, give us great compliments. And it's a great feeling. It's such a blessing.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to share that you didn't share or may have thought about adding to for the listeners?
I just want to wish everybody a blessed and fashionable life. And never stop, never, ever, ever stop trying to do what you want to do, whether it's fashion, whether it's, you know, medicine, whether it's technology. And always think out of the box.
Well, I just want to thank you for being on the show. I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, I love your style and the textiles, and I just know that you're using your gift. It says that your gift will make room for you, and it truly has. So if you're a person out there listening, just know that all you have to do is just do what he said. Just use your creativity and just keep doing it and be original. So thank you again for being on the show. I want you guys to know we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be right back with you. Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I just want to thank you guys for tuning in today. We had a great show with Mr. Tamil Robinson. Make sure you guys check out his social media and website information. Most of all, try to see if you can check out Fashion Week. It's going to be entitled Spring Affair. That's going to be September the 12th. And so go ahead and check out that information. I'd love for you guys to see what he has going on. He has a great fashion collection. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to end the show. Like I said, thank you guys for tuning in, and be blessed.